Eviction protections in some parts of the country are set to expire this month, and that could lead to a surge of cases in housing courts. In Oregon, a rental assistance program ended this week. State lawmakers may replenish the fund in a special session, but there's already a backlog of housing cases, and the vast majority of tenants have no legal representation. So the Oregon State Bar wants to let paralegals step in and advocate for clients in a way that's normally reserved for attorneys. Here to explain the idea is Kirsten Thompson. She's a senior circuit court judge in Oregon and a member of the state bar committee that's been working on this proposal. Judge Thompson, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. And real quick, for those of us who didn't go to law school, can you explain the difference between lawyer and paralegal? I've seen some proponents of this plan say it's akin to doctor or nurse practitioner.
I think that that's a good analogy. You know, each state licenses legal professionals according to their own regulations and standards. But in most states, there are only licensed attorneys. What Oregon is looking at is licensing paralegals in the discrete areas of landlord-tenant and family law. So the proposal that we have created would allow a paralegal to represent tenants, also landlords, if a landlord desired to hire a paralegal, but to represent tenants without having an attorney necessarily supervise them.
It sounds like you're saying this could kind of level the playing field. Both sides could have somebody who's not a lawyer necessarily, but has some legal training to step in as their advocate. And the numbers are really striking. You found, right, that 83% of people in landlord-tenant disputes over the past 5 years in Oregon did not have any representation at all. Can you give us a sense of who these people are? What are the main reasons they show up in court without an attorney?
Well, the primary reason that people don't hire attorneys for legal issues is because they can't afford an attorney. Attorneys in Oregon, and I think this is fairly typical nationwide, their hourly rate is usually about $250 an hour for the typical attorney. The hope is that with allowing there to be licensed paralegals, more folks would have access to consulting with a trained professional. You know, perhaps having a trained professional assist them in the court process, which they just don't have right now.
You're making the case that some representation is better than none. And to be clear, these paralegals wouldn't be just coming out of the woodwork. They would need 250 hours of attorney supervision in landlord-tenant law under your plan. But I wonder if you still think there could be some risk here for people getting legal advice from folks who, you know, haven't gotten their law degrees, haven't passed the bar.
The idea is not that paralegals will replace attorneys, because attorneys are still absolutely going to be needed. If this program is instituted in the way that we hope it will be, a person who's going to seek licensure, they will typically be someone who has at least an associate's degree in paralegal studies. They'll actually have 1,500 hours of supervised work under an attorney's supervision. The paralegals will be what are called associate members of the Oregon State Bar. They'll have a limited license. They'll be subject to the same kind of consumer protections that attorneys now are in Oregon. So to the extent that our committee was able to do so, we just built in as many training and consumer protection criterion as we could, while at the same time making the program accessible for qualified folks to participate.
So there are still some hurdles to clear. I know the State Bar is taking public comment into February. You'd need sign off from the state's highest court. But if this program does go into effect, as you hope, could you see it as a national model? As far as we know, this would be the first program of its kind, at least for housing courts.
You know, I think that there are that it is a trend nationally. I think there are 10 states right now that either have or are looking at a program for licensing paralegals. Our neighbor to the north, Washington State, currently has a program for licensing legal technicians in the area of family law. California is looking at a licensure of paralegals in a broad number of areas, including housing. Utah, Arizona, a number of states are looking at licensure of paralegals. So I think it really is a national trend. Oregon is not the only state that is trying to grapple with this and trying to provide a middle ground that provides, you know, appropriate services and a meaningful screening of a case to see whether or not it needs to go to an attorney for further work. Right now, we don't have that middle ground very much for people. It's an all or nothing.
That's Kirsten Thompson. She's a senior circuit court judge in Oregon and a member of the Oregon State Bar. Kirsten, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.